previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Mining giant Anglo-American is in advanced talks to acquire Canada's Teck Resources. It's a deal that could be announced as early as this week. If it happens, it would be the biggest deal in global mining in the last 10 years. A combination of the two companies could bring efficiencies. Both have major copper interests, especially in Chile. Both companies have also been the subject of recent hostile takeover bids, BHP for Anglo, Glencore for Teck, and both have been restructuring to simplify their businesses. The CEO of South Africa's biggest fund manager has blasted the government in the wake of the targeted hit on insolvency lawyer Boa van Niekerk on Friday morning. Van Niekerk was shot dead by two men in the boardroom of his Johannesburg office after he apparently received death threats for investigations into an alleged Ponzi scheme. Hendrik du Toit, CEO of 91, strongly criticized government for what he called the criminality and corruption engulfing our society. Van Niekerk's death is the latest in a string of assassinations of accountants, lawyers, prosecutors and witnesses in recent months. Says du Toit, unfortunately our government is too feeble and too infiltrated by criminals and thieves to save us. It is time for the citizens to stand up for law and order. One of South Africa's larger trade union federations, SAFTU, wants government to renationalise ArcelorMittal South Africa, AMSA. SAFTU, led by former COSATU General Secretary Zwelinzima Mavavi, says this needs to happen to avert job losses and rebuild the country's beleaguered manufacturing industry. AMSA is in the process of closing steel operations in Newcastle and Vereeniging that will directly affect some 3,500 workers and perhaps as many as 100,000 upstream and downstream. Vavi noted that job losses in South Africa were deepening at the most alarming rate. He also warned that the Trump tariffs of 30% could threaten another 100,000 jobs. On the markets, banks and precious metals shares led the JSE Top 40 Index to another record high, 95,384, up 1.3% on the day. The all-share index not quite there, but still up 1.2%. London's FTSE up 0.1%. In New York, the Dow up 0.3%, the S&P 500 up 0.2%, the Nasdaq up 0.5%, hitting another record close. Tokyo this morning up 0.2%, Hong Kong up 0.8%, Sydney down 0.6%. The US dollar's eased to 1.18 against the euro, the rand no change, 17.48 to the dollar, 20.57 to the euro, 23.71 to sterling. Gold also a record high, moving just above 3,600, currently 3,646. Platinum 13.95, Bitcoin just over 111,700. Brent crude oil just under $66.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.